The full moon triggers a frenzy of activity. It is the time of the highest tides. And in the oceans, the full moon's bright light is a mating call for sea creatures all over the world. The full moon governs the very reproduction of these species. And now, scientists have discovered it may be doing the same for us humans. Research suggests that the full moon may play a significant role in our own cycles of fertility. In the late 1970s, scientists studying female fertility noticed a baffling coincidence.
We knew that the moon cycled every 29 and a half days. And we knew a 29 and a half day cycle was the most fertile woman's cycle length. That a woman who had a 26-day cycle, or a 40-day cycle, or a 60-day cycle, was much less likely to be fertile in that cycle.
At the time, it was unclear whether this was a chance phenomenon, or whether the two were related. But further research on women with 29 and a half day menstrual cycles threw up even more links with the patterns of the lunar cycle.
In that group of women who cycle as frequently as the moon, they were tended to be menstruating, starting their periods in the full moon, at the day of the full moon. And as you move away from the full moon toward the new moon, a smaller and smaller and smaller proportion of the group is starting their menstrual period. That was a very exciting natural biologic phenomenon that said there's something in nature about the moon that coincides with women getting their period at the full moon. The fertility cycles of women are related to the moon cycle, and I don't think women's fertility drives the moon. I think it's the other way around.
No one knows for sure why this phenomenon exists or how it works. It is one of the moon's many mysteries. Until very recently, the moon remained an enigma. And it was this mysterious quality which fueled our fascination. Where did it come from? What was it made of? And the biggest question of all, was it a world like ours? Did it harbor life? For millennia, it was impossible to know. No one even knew what the surface of the moon looked like. All that changed in 1608, when an Italian astronomer made a primitive telescope. For the first time, he was able to get a close-up look at the moon. His name was Galileo Galilei, and what he saw shattered conventional wisdom.